Penguin Random House Audio presents Spoils of Victory by John A. Connell. Read for you by Rob Shapiro. Chapter 1. Garmisch-Partenkirchen, Upper Bavaria, American Occupied Zone of Germany, March 7, 1946. For this particular undercover operation, CID criminal investigator Mason Collins had invented the persona of Kurt Wenger, a down-and-out German citizen who moved with languid steps and the lackluster gaze brought on by hunger and a grim future. He wore a threadbare overcoat previously owned by a Wehrmacht soldier, who no longer required such earthly things, topped by a fedora most likely orphaned by similar fortunes of war. Other than a three-day beard, Mason had no need of a wig or any other visually altering appliances. Transforming into another personality was all about posture and attitude, expression and mannerisms. The man he tailed, Sergeant Carl Olson, walked 30 feet ahead. Mason kept tabs on him by peering through the crowd and catching glimpses of his round head of black hair covered by his khaki service cap. At 6'6" and 250 pounds, Olson lumbered into the oncoming crowd like a snowplow, Mason following in his wake. Hardly a challenge for Mason's covert skills, but concealment from Olson was not his objective. Mason's main concern was with the men who watched Olson's progress from the shadows in strategic positions, men far more dangerous and clever than the sergeant. Mason's partner, Specialist Gil Abrams, had a better view of Olson from across the street. Abrams had come from the